Remember that spirited campaign to convince ESPN to choose Detroit as the new home for its Summer X Games? Well, ultimately, ESPN chose Austin, Texas for the games. But the campaign and all its energy and spirit didn't vanish. It became an effort called Assemble. And now the organizers of Assemble are offering a way for new voices to become part of important policy conversations in Michigan. The kinds of conversations that will be happening this week at the Mackinac Policy Conference put on by the Detroit Regional Chamber. All kinds of good things happen on Mackinac Island for those who can afford the more than $2,700 ticket. Okay, it's just under $2,000 if you're a member of the Detroit Regional Chamber. But if you can't, maybe Assemble at Mackinac-ish is for you.
It's essentially a way for poor people like me to participate in a really important conversation.
That's Garrett Kohler, and along with Kevin Creasy, they're the creators of Assemble at Mackinac-ish. Now, Garrett, tell us about the kinds of conversations you hope will be happening at Assemble at Mackinac-ish.
Yeah, so largely there are two components of Assemble at Mackinac-ish. The first is, you know, our engagement with the Mackinac Policy Conference. So we're setting up, you know, they make their live stream available online. We're going to be setting up a compound sort of in the barn area and bringing these 60 people together to watch the live stream of some of the major policy conference sessions. And then we're going to put together formal responses. And it's essentially, hey, what was said at Mackinac that was really important from our perspective? And from our perspective, what was missing? And then what are some tangible steps to realizing the sort of vision that we think is represented by what's missing and what's important. So we're going to put out formal recommendations every day, and that's specifically around the Mackinac Policy Conference content. And then the second component is we're going to be piloting a program that we've been developing with a group called Studio Teal. And this program is called IDEA, and it's essentially predicated on the idea that you bring all these smart people into one space for a couple days. But you know, there's usually the only thing that comes out of it is inspiration, right? And we're like, hey, how do we turn all these minds against one challenge and come up with something that's actionable, an actionable solution? So we're bringing up Recovery Park, a really interesting organization that's doing great community development work in Detroit. And then about 50% of the experience at Assemble Mackinac will be working with Recovery Park to come up with a really tangible, actionable solution to a problem they're currently facing organizationally.
So inspiration and execution.
Yeah, that's the goal.
I'm wondering, I'll start with you with this, Garrett. What message do you hope your Mackinac-ish meeting sends to those big names in Michigan's media and politics and business who will be on Mackinac Island while you're at Charlevoix?
Well, again, this entire event was really predicated on this notion that, you know, we really believe that the one of the biggest challenges facing both Detroit and Michigan is this retention and attraction. How are we retaining the next generation of workers, of creators in Michigan? And you know, they're talking about the future of Michigan at Mackinac. But we really believe that they haven't done a really effective job of incorporating the actual future, which is, you know, younger voices. So I think that a huge win would be that, you know, they see an effective way to incorporate the younger voices who are really excited to be participating in conversations around the future of a state they want to stay in.
Kevin?
Yeah, I mean, Garrett just hit it out of the park there. I mean, really, what we learned from the X Games bid and what we're trying to do now is, what does it look like to rebuild a city and a state all around empowering the next generation of people to create change and value in their city? And so everyone's talking about it. Everyone knows it's important. But what we really want to get at is what does it look to empower those people to create that change? Because that's how you actually attract and retain. You know, people are moving away because they see opportunity and value in other markets and other cities, you know, in companies and whatnot. But what we see in Detroit is this incredible opportunity to transform all of these problems, all of these liabilities in the city, into real opportunities to build new companies, new ideas, new products, organizations, things like that. And so that's really our pitch, is imagine if we can organize all these young people together, elevate that voice, and have a serious seat at the table in rebuilding the city and the state.
Garrett Kohler and Kevin Creasy, the creators of Assemble at Mackinac-ish. Good talking with you. Good luck.
Thanks
awesome.
So much.
Thank you.